Hallelujah. Let's look in the Word of God, Exodus chapter 39, verse 42 and verse 43. And you're hearing, we'll have several scripture verses today. Amen. I don't want to come across, and I don't want to be perceived as just mean or hateful or belligerent or anything like that. The situation is we are in a particular place right now as a church. And if I was not mindful of that, then my spiritual batteries would be dead. And I can't afford that. And the church can't afford about. Amen. We don't go real deep because it's not Bible study day. It's not Bible study night. We don't go real deep. But it is a time. We're beginning our series of holiness on Tuesday night. Hope you're interested. Amen. And we're talking about the mark of the best. We know that the Lord is the best and we want to wear his mark. We know that the devil is a demon from hell and he has the mark of the beast. And so to keep away from the mark of the beast, we need to wear the mark of the best. If you'll come Tuesday night, you'll find out what that is. But if you're not interested, you won't be here. That's what I wanted to tell you at the very beginning. I don't want to come across mean, but I do want to come across direct because some of us need some stirring and some shaking. Amen. Where we look in the mirror and think all is fine. Amen. But all is not fine. You deceive yourself if you don't think you need more of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we look and then we find out that to the Sundays we're talking about the spirit of holiness, and we talk about the mark of holiness on Tuesday nights right now. To the Sundays, I hope you receive it as simple as it will be. Amen, because it will be simple. Amen. And if you're going to pastor a good church, you got to be a little bit wise about it. Amen. And so I try to use a little wisdom, try to give you a full meal deal throughout the week. Amen. You got to have the milk, you got to have the meat, and you got to have a little dessert and a little honey here and there. And so we give you the milk and the honey on Sunday, and we'll give you the meat on Tuesday. I just wish some folks would come out of that vegetation state and get some meat on your bones, praise the Lord, because we got to go from here and achieve a lot of things in high gear at a fast pace. And you get protein from meat. And that gives you energy and strength. How many of you could use a little bit of that? All right. Amen. And so, to the Sundays, we want you to be here on Tuesday. And to the Tuesdays, we want you to be here on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, I hope you receive it as simple as it will be. But to the Tuesdays, I challenge you to go beyond the spirit of holiness and covet the mark of it. Go beyond the spirit of it and receive the mark of holiness. Amen. I love Sunday. They're so sweet. And I love Tuesday. They're full of meat. And so the challenge is the correct exodus. When the Spirit of the Lord comes to call the church home, I really want to be a part of the church so I can really go home. I don't want to be standing here preaching the gospel. I don't want you sitting out there in a chair when the Spirit of the Lord takes the church home and then we just have to go back to our houses. Because we didn't make it home. You, listen, we're not being preached to correctly if we don't believe that there's a heaven and a hell. And if we don't believe that we can go up or we can go down. And the Bible lets us know that there's a Laodicean part of us. And that Laodicean literally means lazy. And the Bible lets us know that the Spirit of God will judge the lazy. Those that are hazy, lazy, don't want to be a part of anything. Amen. Just I serve God because I read my Bible every now and then. I serve God because I pray every now and then. That's not serving God. That's strengthening yourself for the service of God. If you don't have a comprehension of what serving God is, hear me today. Amen. You need to wear His mark. The anointing needs to break a yoke in you. And the Spirit of God needs to raise you up. You need a burden for the lost. You need a passion. You need a heart to feel after the hope and the help that people need. Amen. I know. Praise the Lord. So, we need the correct exodus to leave this world covered by the blood, literally covered by the blood, and literally filled with the Lamb, with none of the Lamb left over. Amen. I'm not going to preach here for a long time today, but I could take you in the Old Testament where they had to eat all of the lamb. And the Bible said, if there's not enough of you in your family to finish the lamb, then give some to your neighbor, but make sure there's none of this lamb left over. In other words, in the New Testament, we can't pick the parts we want and leave the leftovers that we don't like. Hallelujah. If you don't like His holiness, you don't like His righteousness. If you don't like His blessing, you don't like His healing. If you don't like His healing, you're not going to accept. We need every area that the Spirit of God has for us. We need all of it. We need from A to Z. Amen. Not a lot of people all swaying with me now. We're not moving with that charismatic tone. We're not flowing with that. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Lord commands things. When God starts demanding things, that's when the goats and the sheep get separated. But I'm here to tell you right now, there's not a goat in this house. There's an individual that hungers. There's people that thirst. There's people that desire the anointing of the Spirit and the power of God to prevail. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, you know, this is part of all of the challenge that comes with the Exodus. We want to leave the world covered by the blood, filled with the Lamb, with no leftovers. Amen. And so the competition is the wrong exodus. No daily diet of the Word of God. No hearing the preaching. Well, maybe let's say you hear it, but not really listening. We heard the Word, but according to James, the brother of Jesus, the pastor of the church in Jerusalem, we have got to not be hearers of the Word. We have got to be doers of the Word. And you can go back to your charismatic background if you want to and say, well, we don't have to work. Amen. Show me your works and I'll show you your faith. But show me your faith and I'll show you your works. If you don't work, you ain't got no faith. If you ain't got no faith, you won't work. So what have we got here today? I appreciate you rallying with me. That lets me know you're ready for the next level. You're ready for the next dimension. I'm telling you, I can't help it. I feel like our God can fill this house this year. I feel like God can pour a revival on this place that will set the devil on the trail to somewhere he belongs, so that we can have the move of God the Holy Ghost wants us to have. Somebody ought to shout, stir it up! Shake me up! Job said, the Lord hath grabbed me by my neck, and He has shaken me. Amen. It's time to wake up the giant. It's time to stir up the spirit. It's time to shake it and make it what it ought to be. We need the correct exodus. We need the correct way out. We need the right way out. Amen. We don't need competition from the wrong exodus. Amen. We need a daily diet of the Word of God. This is the arena where their God falls down and He loses His head. This is where their God fell down in the middle of the night. And when they found him the next day, he said, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. We need to recognize that there are other gods that are running for lordship. They're running for government. They're running for power. They're running for authority over you. But you need to understand, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. This is where there comes a fat guy that can barely stand up on his own two feet, decked out and blinged out with jewels of gold. Hey, he's not your God. Hallelujah. This is where Guyana gods are created, where people fall for a seductive cult and wind up dying from poison-laced Kool-Aid. This is where the David Koreshes destroy children and die in shooting, and religious naivety causes people to commit suicide in hopes to catch the latest comet that's on its way to hell. Are you for real? Yes, we're for real. Hallelujah. Why are you for real? Because we don't read our Bible. Because we don't go to church. Because we could care less what you preach. We could care less what you say. And if that's your attitude, then you're going to fall for something that is not the word of God. And it is not true. And you will not find your way into glory. But you hear me today. The word of God is here to set somebody free, to liberate, to set somebody straight, to anoint you and stir the gift of God up within you. I hope you're not just listening, but I hope you're hearing, so that when you hear it, you can do it, because you've got to do it before you get to it. Hallelujah. The lack of the word is where you have the masses chasing the eloquent speakers that are armed with tinkling bells and little sounding cymbals. This is not just a John 3:16 Bible. I love John 3:16, but would you please read something else? Would you please find something else in the scripture as well? Would you find Acts 2:38? Would you find John 1:5? Would you find Romans 12:1? Would you find Isaiah 43? Would you find the whole unadulterated word of God? So John 3:16 can make good sense. This is Route 66, where every book and every word is relevant and revelatory. Don't you ever forget, price is what you pay. Value is what you get. If there's no cost, then why does our Bible say, buy the truth and sell it not? Price is what you pay. Value is what you get. What's your walk with God worth to you? How much value are you getting from that price? Luke chapter 22, verse 69. Look at the word of God. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Somebody read one time that Jesus sat down at the right hand of God. See there? There's two gods. That's not even what that's saying. What that is saying, Jesus is saying, all power is given unto me both in heaven and in earth. If I want to create it, I can create it. If I want to save it, I can save it. If I want to condemn it, I can condemn it. If I want it to come home with me, or if I want it to go, listen, are you hearing me? I want you to understand that when you look at God, you're going to see Jesus face to face, and that's the way it is. The last thing you need is a pity party. The last thing you need is another $20 bill. The last thing you need is a little gas in your car. What you need is a defined, definite, deep touch of the Holy Ghost. You need the stirring of His Spirit. You need God to shake you until He can make you, until He can change you, until He can fortify you. There's no telling how many prophets I'm preaching to. No telling how many Sunday school teachers. No telling how many preachers, evangelists. No telling how many women of God that will be raised up and nurture so many people into the kingdom of God. There's no telling how many of you can have a testimony that you wouldn't even be a preacher, but every preacher would want you just to share your testimony. How you've almost died. How you've almost lost your life. And then one day your preacher got red hot in the microphone and something got a hold of you and the anointing broke that yoke and stirred up the gift of God and you became I'm not here today to lay down, and I'm certainly not here to sit back. I'm not here to shut up, and I'm not here to sit down. I'm here to tell you, you're a whole lot more than what you are right now. I'm a whole lot more than I am right here today. We're all a lot more than what we represent and who we are right now. I want to go where God wants me to go. Hallelujah. The truth is at the right hand of God, which is simply His glory, His strength and His muscle, His iron. Turn right and stay straight or get left. Jesus said, all power is given unto me both in heaven and earth. Cover yourself with the blood and be filled with the Lamb. Amen. Hunger for it. Thirst after it. Desire it. Don't just believe His gospel. Obey it. The death, the burial, and the resurrection is the gospel. How do we obey that? Repentance, baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. Boy, that stirs something up, didn't it? I'll say it again, right in the devil's face. Get baptized in Jesus' name and be filled with the Holy Ghost by the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's the death, the burial, and the resurrection. That's the death, the burial, and the resurrection. We repent, we die, we're baptized, we're buried with Him. We receive the Holy Ghost. That's the resurrection to power. Let the anointing break the yoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the Bible said a child shall lead them. I wonder if she could take somebody somewhere. I wonder if that young lady could lead somebody somewhere and let you know, hey, we need this resurrection. We need this burial. We need this death. You need to get further than just believing something in your little head. We need to obey the gospel. There's an anointing that's breaking some yokes in the house right now through the Word of God. Don't just believe the gospel, obey it. Hallelujah. In studying the book of Exodus, there was more emphasis on the tabernacle. There was more emphasis on the gold. There was more emphasis on the pure colors. There was more emphasis on the sacrifice than the actual exodus or exit of God's people from Egypt itself. That's all they talked about was the gold. They talked about the silver. They talked about the special wood. They talked about ram's horns. They talked about all the jewels and the trinkets. Why? So we could get in the New Testament and be decked out and wear it all over us. Get a big old cross because I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. Let me just tell you this. That cross don't belong here. It belongs right here. He said, take up your cross and follow me. Don't wrap it around your neck, honey. Put it on your back. The people were not the pure. The people were not the gold. All of that was in the tabernacle and of the tabernacle. Today, He's desiring to be in the same place in the temple. Look at it. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, where the Word of God says this. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Who are you to tell your body what to do? The Lord said, I tell your body what to do. I tell your spirit what to do. I direct your footstep. You don't sit there on me. When I deserve your worship, you give me your worship. You don't decide that. You don't decide what kind of religion you want. You don't decide how you want to believe. The Lord said, I decide that. You're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God. Where? In your body. In your body. In your, not just your head, not just your emotion, not just your thinking, but in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. Amen. That gold represented Him in the Old Testament, and that gold and that silver and all of that sweet smell and all of that that is expensive, that represents Him on the inside of us. He said, I don't want just your head. I want your body. I want your mind. I want your spirit. I want everything there is about you. Let Him in. Let Him in. Let Him in. We are not the ingredient, but we are the house. Let Him furnish it with God made, not man made furnishings. He is holy. He is pure. I want to bear that mark. 1 Peter 1:16. Hallelujah. Here's what it says, because it is written. He said, be you holy. The Lord said, be holy, for I am holy. Be holy, for I am holy. You don't have a right to hate. You don't have the right to hold animosity. You don't have a right to backbite against your neighbor. You don't have a right to defile the temple of God. You don't have a right. It's His. It's His. The word is hard on those that blaspheme the Holy Ghost. When we build the tabernacle, be sure not to not mess with the ingredients. That's what creates the temple. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what saves. That's what directs us. That's what orders our footsteps. That's the will that's in the temple. We don't chase the contemporaries. The contemporaries, they are cons, and they're temporary. Hello? Amen. They come around and want to mix up our little young evangelist. Amen. I'm sorry, and I'm not here to pick on anybody, but if T.D. Jakes has got the guts enough to say it, I got guts enough to say he did say it. Hello? One of our evangelists went to his great meeting, and they stood in there. There's big T.D. Jakes, awesome guy. What he could do for the gospel, he could do more in 5 days than I could do in 50 years. Amen. But this is what he told that evangelist. That evangelist said, T.D., I know you believe in one God. I know you believe in baptism in Jesus' name. And T.D. Jakes said, you're absolutely right, but the timing isn't right. I thought my Bible said that today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. In other words, he was saying, I'm not done doing what I got to do, and then I'll let God do what He's got to do. But ladies and gentlemen, we have got to put ourselves to the side and let God do what He's got to do with us, in us, through us, over us, under us, and around us. Are you ready for that? Landmark, are you ready for that? Are you prepared for that? Do you hunger and thirst after that? Well, then lift your hands and let the anointing fall like the oil that flows. Hallelujah. All the way down through Aaron's beard and drip down to his toes. Let the anointing saturate and permeate you right now with His Spirit, the power, the presence. We're not going to chase the contemporaries, because in many cases that's exactly what they are. Part-timers. The ones rocking instead of worshiping with our songs of Zion. We don't trample the blood with juke and jive. We celebrate with worship and praise in the Holy Ghost. The charismatics and the automatics, where you put your money in and get the same spin without spirit every time. If you would permit me to speak of the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus said to offer meat offering, and then the fire shall consume it. Well, where am I going to get meat offering, Brother Harris? I don't even own a cow. But I know what I am. This is meat. This is meat. And the only thing I have to offer is me. And if I will offer him the meat offering, then he will send the fire. Because I don't want to leave this world without the pure and without the best. Hallelujah. Amen. Anything besides the Holy Ghost is a strange fire. Leviticus 10 and 1. And Nadab, Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Amen. So if there is a real fire, don't you think twice. You just better realize if there's a real one, there's a strange one. Worthy is the Lamb slain. Holy is the Lamb slain. Righteous is the Lamb slain. Glorious is the Lamb slain. Wonderful and mighty is the Lamb slain. Honorable, powerful, wonderful, righteous, glorious, magnificent is the Lamb. He gave all of himself. And so how can I give anything less? He gave all of himself. How can I give anything? When it comes to our relationship with our God, a dad won't do you. Nothing less than my best, because he gave no less. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring the flesh and let the fire fall upon it. The only life for the flesh is in the blood, Leviticus 16. There is no life in the flesh without the blood. And so if he's going to inhabit all of this, and it's going to function according to faith in him and his will, then this flesh has got to let his blood flow through it. Not just standing here and saying, I believe in that blood. I believe in that Son of God. Hello? No. Lord, since I believe, would you flush through me today? Would you just wash through me today? Would you just apply your blood and your anointing and take me to another level today? Religion wants the fire to fall, but it doesn't want it to fall on the flesh. Hebrews 12 and 29, this is reasonable. This is reasonable. This is your reasonable. For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. And then Romans, Paul is beseeching, begging. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. It's your reasonable service. He said, it only makes sense. The Holy Ghost can purify, sanctify, and satisfy your soul. Let's stand together. When they done as the Lord commanded them to do, the Bible said the Lord blessed them. Amen. You want your cripple to come out of your house? You want everything to stop breaking down and money to go out the window like nuts? Hello? Stop saying, oh, well, bad things happen to good people. Listen, things happen to good people so God can wake them up too. So God can stir them up and shake them up. Hello? It ain't the will of God for you to be crippled. It ain't the will of God for you to live the rest of your life in a recliner. It ain't the will of God for you to have to stay home. It is not the will of God for you to wake up in a depleted, in a nasty, in a messed up restroom, half-built service station somewhere, and you don't even realize how long you've been there. Hello? That ain't the will of God. The will of God is for us to become sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, so his royal blood can roll and run through our veins, so we could be anointed and appointed and break every yoke and tear down strongholds just through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. If you sense at all that you need anything from God, would you please come and get it? Because we need the pure and we need the best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the pure, and that's what I want to be. Does anybody want it? Does anybody need it? Well, come and get it. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Come on.
This is what we've come to do.
Come on.
Tear down strongholds, break the chains.
Bind the
devil. The devil in Jesus' name.
It's all right.
It's all right, because we got a right. Shake the foundation with praise. Glory. Hallelujah. This is what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Bind the devil in Jesus' name. It's all right, because we got a right. Shake the foundation with praise. Praise,
praise Him.
Praise Him. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. It's all right, because we got a right. Shake the foundation with praise. Glory.
This is what we've come to do.
Strongholds break chains.
This is what we do.
Devil in Jesus' name.
This is how we fight.
All right, because we got a right. Shake the foundation with praise.
Yeah.
Glory.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
This is what we come to do.
Holy Ghost.
Tear down strongholds, break chains.
Bind the devil.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name. It's all right, because we got a right. Shake the foundation with praise.
Glory.
Praise Him.
Glory, glory.
Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. It's all right, because we got a right. Shake the foundation with praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
This is what we come to do.
Turn it blue.
Tear down strongholds, break the chains.
Turn him loose.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
It's all right, because we got a right. Shake the foundation with praise.
My, 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 my.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is what we come to do.
Hallelujah.
Break the chains.
Mighty God.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right, because
we've got a right.
Shake the foundation
my, my, my.
The Lord is worthy. It's alright, because we got a right. Shake the foundation with praise.
Lift your hands. Lift your voice. I rebuke every ounce of confusion. I rebuke depression. I come against oppression. Hallelujah. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I shout with the voice of Zion. Let there be joy. Let there be peace in the valley. Let the anointing break every yoke. Let the Spirit of God prevail. I'm going to say it till you believe it. Let the mercy of God move. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding sink deep and indelibly in our spirits and our hearts right now. Oh, Holy Ghost. Now would you lift your hands and say, I believe it. I receive it. And I exalt your name for it. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for being in the house of God today. To all of our guests and visitors, thank you for being here. Amen. Let's receive the charge. Let's receive the challenge and be everything we can possibly be for the glory of God in these last days. God bless you. You're dismissed. Jesus' wonderful name.